talking about the Municipal Development Plan, which is a pretty broad and overarching document, but it's quite important, I understand, as a guiding document for the town's future.
It is, number one, the most important planning document that the town of Canmore has. It's very much setting the vision for the future, and it's a high level, and it's about land use.
And I think the last time it was updated was about the year I graduated from high school, so it's been a little while.
1998.
Draft document that's available at canmore.ca/MDP. Something that really stuck out to me in the mail out that I think pretty much everyone in Canmore got last week has to do with this steep creek portion. The proposal, from what I understand, would put a development hold zone in pretty much the entire Lady MacDonald neighborhood, pending long-term flood mitigation, which I'm assuming means this
debris retention structure.
I wanted to call it a dam. I stopped myself just in time.
Damn it, Rob!
Engineering over the last couple of years has done a lot of work to study the steep creek hazards and risks and identified development hold zones where the mitigation isn't in place or the controls aren't in place to support development in those areas. A big part of this picture is the structure up Cougar Creek, which will change dramatically the flood map. For the first time in the municipal development plan, there is a section around steep creek hazards.
So it's really important for the community to have an understanding about what that is and what that means. And as part of this process, provide feedback. And there's also an open house dedicated just to this one topic because it really is that important.
So we've got MDP at the Mountain Market today from 11 to 4. You can find out more at the market today. Also an open house at the Civic Center on September the 8th. Elevation Place, they'll be there on Saturday, September 12th from 11 to 3. And then the Steep Creek Open House is coming up on September the 16th at the Civic Center between 5 and 8 o'clock. It's really hard to boil a document like the Municipal Development Plan down into like a 4 or 5 minute radio break. But are there any other things that people should know right now at this point in time?
One thing that's really important is that the document needs to be read in its entirety. You can't just cherry pick a section and say, oh my God, this is going to change my neighborhood forever. It isn't necessarily at the point of actually changing land use. So there's going to be further steps beyond the MDP. Another important factor is that this is only a draft. This hasn't even been
to council for first
reading. First reading is going to be at the end of October. That means then that legislative process to the public hearing happens. Right now is the time to actually have those conversations with planning and administration about something you don't understand. They're open to that. We all need to understand what this document is, what it means to the future of our community.
Tanya, really, don't hold back. When you've got something to say, you say it.
I haven't even had my coffee today.
It's her birthday.
I'm full of me.
Now that Tanya's finished speaking, I'll just point out that there has been quite a long period of public input on the draft MDPs. Also, another change in the MDP is around environmental protections. Administration has suggested that we approve an environmental impact statement policy in new development in environmentally sensitive areas would direct when an EIS or an EIA has to be done. I know some people in the conservation community are closely watching that policy and how it's worded in the same way as the MDP. It's a draft at this point, and we will be listening to input from the public and potentially changing the draft in some way at first reading.
Take a read at the draft and find out all the details on the open houses and public engagement session. Go to canmore.ca/MDP.